Hello and welcome to the Clean Sheets Weekly Football Wrap-Up. I'm Marcel Aboud and it's fantastic to have you here. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Clean Sheet AU, as well as on iTunes and all your favourite podcast apps for all the latest news, reviews and updates on football in New South Wales. It's a short one this week, and in our final round pod of 2018, the NPL 3 Grand Final was decided at Valentine Sports Park as St George City rounded up a domineering season with a 2-0 win over SD Raiders. It was a scoreless first half with chances falling at the wayside for both teams, but the second half took flight with City taking the lead in 58th minute with a close range effort from Musashi Kokubu after an Alvaro Malmirica cross put the cat amongst the pigeons. Raiders threw all they had at St George, but efforts from John Fahmy just couldn't find the back of the net for the Southern District side. The winner came at the game's death when James Spandoudakis' 86th minute clincher went past Raiders keeper Michael Rutherford, delivering the glory and the title of champions firmly to City. City have won an unprecedented league treble after they won the league and became premiers, which sealed their promotion to the NPL 2 in 2019, as well as both the grand final and taking out the club championship. Congratulations to St George City and the best of luck in 2019. And in the semi-finals of the NPL final series, Sydney Olympic were defeated by South Australian Premiers Campbelltown City 2-1 at the Steve Woodcock Sports Centre in Campbelltown, South Australia. Olympic opened the scores in the second minute with a Max Burgess goal, but were unable to hold on to the lead as Mark Moreno equalised for the home side in the 43rd minute. Sealing Olympic's exit from the national competition was a penalty in the 5th minute of added time, converted by former A-League player Ian Fife in the 95th minute. Campbelltown now play Lions FC of Queensland in the NPL Final Series Grand Final, with the winner being granted direct passage into the 2019 FFA Cup Round of 32. Best of luck to both teams. And finally, on behalf of my co-host Will Thompson and I, we would like to both thank you for all your support during this NPL season, and we look forward to bringing you bigger and better things next season. Look out for our 2018 season wrap-up in the coming weeks. See you all then.